discovered. Today we are very fortunate that we are having Her Grace Kala Sudha Mataji to enlighten us on Chaitanya Charitamrita. So thank you so much, Mataji, for giving your valuable association and time to all of us. So Mataji, now you can take over the class. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much. Very grateful to all of you. Very grateful to Prithi Vilasini Mataji for this opportunity. Thank you. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gora Bhakta Vrinda. Please forgive me, I have a very bad voice because we were just at Sadhu Sangha and there the temperatures were really cold. It was 40s, 50s, even 20s in the mornings. And we came back to Houston and it is 9500 here, so drastic temperature change. Body is not adjusting. So forgive me if I sound like a toad today. Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, Chapter 20, entitled The Lord Instructs Srila Sanatana Goswami. Reading from text 282 to 292. Text 282. Samasta brahmanda ganero iho antarjami karanabdho sai sabo jagatero sami. Translation. Mahavishnu is the supersoul of all the universes. Lying on the causal ocean, he is the master of all material worlds. Text 283. I have thus explained the truth of the first personality of Godhead, Mahavishnu. I shall now explain the glories of the second personality of Godhead. Text 284. After creating the total number of universes, which are unlimited, Mahavishnu expanded himself into unlimited forms and entered into each of them. Text 285. When Mahavishnu entered each of the limitless universes, he saw that there was darkness all around and that there was no place to stay. He therefore began to consider the situation. Text 286. With the perspiration produced from his own body, the Lord filled half the universe with water. He then lay down on that water on the bed of Lord Shesha. Text 287, a lotus flower then sprouted from the lotus navel of that Garbhodakashayi Vishnu. That lotus flower became Lord Brahma's birthplace. Text 288, in the stem of that lotus flower, the 14 worlds were generated. Then he became Lord Brahma and manifested the entire universe. Text 289. In this way, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in his form of Vishnu, maintains the entire material world. Since he is always beyond the material qualities, the material nature cannot touch him. Text 290. The Supreme Lord, in his form of Rudra, Lord Shiva, brings about the dissolution of this material creation. In other words, only by his will are there creation, maintenance, and dissolution of the whole cosmic manifestation. Text 291, Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva are his three incarnations of the material qualities. Creation, maintenance, and destruction respectively are under the charge of these three personalities. Text 292, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, known within the universe as Hiranyagarbha, and the Antaryami, or Super Soul, is glorified in the Vedic hymns, beginning with the hymn that starts with the word Sahasrasirsha.
Hi,
Hare Krishna.
I request everyone to please mute to your phones.
Thank you. So, Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militamiyana Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Radhanath Swaminiti Namine Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swaminiti Namine Namah Acharya Padaya Natai Kruva Pradayane Gaura Katha Dhamadaya Nagra Gramatajine Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Amaya Vishesha Sunivari Paschatya Deshutarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasati Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So these 10 verses that we read today is talking about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is instructing Srila Sanatan Goswami. He's actually continuing his conversation about explaining the entire creation tattva, the Srishti tattva, he's explaining. And now he's at the point of explaining the six kinds of incarnations that come from Krishna. A Krishna, Govinda, is the Adi Purusha, and from Krishna come all the incarnations, that Krishna is the fountainhead of all incarnations. So here, the Purusha avatars are considered to be three in number. They are Mahavishnu, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, and Kshiradakshaya Vishnu. So these three are the Purusha avatars of Krishna. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we are starting to hear from text 282, when Mahavishnu, who is also known as Karanadakshaya Vishnu, who is lying down in the causal ocean, he is the master of all material worlds. So the one that is, Mahavishnu, he is also known as Karanadakshaya Vishnu, and he lies down on the causal ocean. And then from the pore of the, pore of each of the body, from the pore, each of the pores of the body from Mahavishnu generates each and every planet, the material planets. And then it is explained here that Mahaprabhu is explaining that after creating the total number of universes, which are unlimited, these unlimited universes, they generate from the pores of hair of Mahavishnu's body. So Mahavishnu then expands himself into unlimited forms and enters into each and every one of those universes. So we all should understand that this material creation, this is an eternal process. It is going on. Every time it is going on. There is creation, there is annihilation, again creation, again annihilation. So when we consider Mahavishnu, we can imagine the amount of vastness of his body, that from each and every one of his pores of his body, one universe is coming out. The entire universe comes out from one pore of his body. So we've got unlimited pores from our body, like how when we perspire, we have, certain water droplets that form in our body. We have like beads of, or pearls of, water that forms all over our body when we perspire. So for Mahavishnu, when he perspires, he undergoes creation. There's universes that are generated when Mahavishnu perspires. And when Mahavishnu, when he entered into each of these unlimited universes, he saw, he entered into them as Kshirodakshai Vishnu. I'm sorry, Garbhodakshai Vishnu. So Garbhodaka means Garbha Udaka. This is a very special meaning, which means because the reason why he is called as Garbhodaka is because there are two reasons for it. One is that when he entered into each of these universes, he saw that there was darkness all around and that there was no resting place. So here text 285 says that he therefore began to consider the situation, because for Krishna, just like how when we do some work, we want to go and sit down and relax after doing some work. The same with Krishna, after he did this work of, you know, perspiring, creating so many universes, he expanded into each of, you know, each and every one of them. He entered into each and every one of them. He done too much of work. So now he needed a place to relax. And there was no place to stay. There was darkness in each and every one of those planets. So what did he do? He, from his own body, from his own Garbha Udaka, from his own body, he generated perspiration, sweat from his own body. And when we sweat, we can hardly wet a handkerchief. Sometimes when we may be walking, yeah, we might, you know, really wet a handkerchief or a towel. But generally, we don't, you know, fill even a small glass of water. We can't fill with our own perspiration. But here, Garbhodakshai Vishnu, he filled an entire, half of the entire planet with just the perspiration from his body. And then he lay down on that water, on the bed of Lord Anantashesh. So Anantashesh immediately manifested. So Krishna doesn't need any kind of furniture. The furniture roams around with Krishna in the form of Lord Anantashesh, Balaram. So whenever Krishna needs anything, even a place to sit, a place to relax, Anantashesh as Lord Balaram, he's always there to fulfill the desire of Lord Vishnu. So Lord Vishnu, along with Lord Vishnu, there's always Anantashesh there ready, that he wants to lie down, he wants to sit down, whatever he wants to do, Anantashesh manifests in that way. Sometimes he manifests in the form of a chair, you know, with a nice little umbrella. His hood serves as a nice little umbrella. So he manifests as a chair so Lord Vishnu can just sit down. But most of the time he likes to lie down. So Anantashesh manifests in a nice oval kind of a shape, and then he has that umbrella of his hood, and then Lord Vishnu nicely lies down on the bed of Anantashesh. And those of us who know the quality of a snake, it's they're very soft and slimy to touch. And actually they're very cold, very, very cold. So for Lord Vishnu, it's actually, you know, those of us in, you know, here we've experienced waterbeds. So it's Anantashesh is like a waterbed for Lord Vishnu. I heard this in one of the classes by one Maharaj a long, long time ago. He was explaining that Anantashesh, lying down on Anantashesh, our concept of, you know, having waterbeds in today's day and age, Lord Vishnu is the original master plan of that idea, because he is the original creator of the waterbed in the form of Anantashesh. It's very sweet. So Lord Vishnu has this cool water-like bed of Anantashesh that he lies down on. And when he lies down on Anantashesh, he actually almost, because he's very tired, he did a lot of work, he almost goes into a dreaming state. So like a sleeping state. And when he goes into the sleeping state, from his lotus navel sprouts a lotus flower. And that is the reason why he is also known as Garbhodaka. Because from his Garbha, you know, generally, ladies give birth, right? But here we see Lord Vishnu, the original creator, is actually giving birth to Lord Brahma. So that's why he's called as Garbhodaka. Garbhodaka. He is the one who has given birth to Lord Brahma. on top of the lotus flower. This lotus flower actually became the birthplace of Lord Brahma. And text 288 explains that in that stem of that lotus flower, the 14 planetary systems are generated. And then Garbhodakshaya Vishnu manifests as Lord Brahma, as the first living entity. Now, there's a reason for Lord Chaitanya to say this, that why does Garbhodakshaya Vishnu manifest as Lord Brahma? Because it is explained that sometimes we all know that anyone can be Lord Brahma because he is the original living entity and he is the highest living entity. So anyone can become Lord Brahma if they are following the Varnashram Dharma very, very rigidly for 100 lifetimes. If any person does that, they are qualified to become Lord Brahma. So, sometimes there are no such living entity. And when there are no such living entity to fill the post of Lord Brahma, then actually Lord Vishnu, as Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, he expands himself as Lord Brahma. So that is what is explained here, that Lord Brahma, he became Lord Brahma and manifested the entire universe. So just this 288, it tells the entire history of Lord Brahma. You know, how we all know when Lord Brahma was born, when he was created, imagine the situation. Let us try to imagine when Brahma opened his eyes. You know, when we open our eyes, we see a strange-looking doctor in white coat, you know, and then he's staring down at us. Everyone is staring down at us. The room is nice and bright. Everyone is, you know, laughing, clapping, rejoicing, welcoming. That's the first thing that a child sees when they open their eyes. Yeah, when we as children first opened our eyes at the time of our birth, that is what we have seen. Smiling faces, everyone clapping for us and saying, oh, congratulations, happy birthday, this, that, so many things. But when Lord Brahma opened his eyes, Lord Brahma was born, when he opened his eyes, he could only see darkness. That entire place was dark. It was pitch dark. And the only sound that he could hear was the loud crashing of the waves below him. So scary. Imagine if we are in a, you know, have you ever tried to go out into the ocean in the middle of the night? It's very dark. We had one time experienced it. It's very, very dark and very scary. The ocean can be really scary at night time. Because if there is no light, you know, for us to experience the beauty of the ocean, then it can sound very scary because you don't know what you're seeing. And when you hear such, you know, roaring kind of waves, crashing sounds, it really sends a shrill down our spine. It's very, very scary. So Brahma was in that situation. He could only hear the sound of the waves crashing in the ocean below him, the Garbhodaka ocean below him. And Lord Vishnu was sleeping, so there was, you know, he was doing his job. So Lord Brahma, he was sitting on this lotus. He didn't even know where he was, what he was doing, and he started seeing. He was sitting on top of the lotus, so he started peeking down from where the sound is coming. And then he gradually just got down from the lotus flower and he started to climb down the stem. He was holding on to the stem and climbing down. But as he was climbing down, he started feeling that the noise of the waves is getting closer and closer and closer. So he just ran back up into the lotus. He got so scared. And he was such a scared, desperate situation. He went back to the lotus flower and he did not know what to do. He was so distressed. He was so much in anxiety, so much in fear. In that situation, he prayed But whoever you are, I do not know who you are, but the Supreme Person who you have created me. Tell me, what is the purpose of my creation? Why have you created me in this weird looking place? Then Lord Vishnu heard the heartfelt plea and prayers of Lord Brahma. And then Lord Vishnu spoke two words, two syllables. He said ta and pa, tapa. So Lord Brahma was given enlightenment in his heart that what the word tapa means, and he started meditating. While Brahma started meditating, he was meditating, and trying to focus, but what is the purpose of my creation? O Supreme Lord, please reveal it to me. And by this, then, Tene Brahma Ridaya Adi Kavaye Muhyanti Yat Surayaha. The first verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, where it starts with this particular verse, that how Lord Brahma was enlightened by Krishna in his heart as Paramatma. We will continue to read in the subsequent verses in 292. After 292, you will see that how the third Purusha incarnation that comes from Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, after Lord Brahma does the creation, after he comes to know his purpose, he does the creation. And when he does creation, at that time, from Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, the third Purusha incarnation comes as Kshirodakshaya Vishnu. And that Kshirodakshaya Vishnu is the Paramatma in our heart. So the name of Krishna in our heart, who is the Paramatma, the witness, his name is Kshirodakshaya Vishnu. And when Kshirodakshaya Vishnu comes, then the creation actually starts. When Kshirodakshaya places himself in each and every one of the atoms, that is when everything becomes enlightened. Everything becomes created. So this is the beauty of creation. So how beautifully Srimad Bhagavatam starts by saying, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Janamadyasya Yato Anvaya Iparatascharateshu Abhigyasarat Tene Brahmaridaya Adikavaye Mushanti Atsurayaha Tejovari Mridam Yata Vinimayo Yatra Krishargo Amrisha Dhamna Sena Sada Nirasta Kuhakam Satyam Param Dhimahi. So this is how creation took place. Brahma had his moment of self-realization. And after he was enlightened by Krishna, at that point, Lord Brahma had the complete realization of self. And in that enlightened state, Lord Brahma then glorified Krishna as the Adi Purusha. And Lord Brahma very, very clearly, he started stating that what is the role of Krishna? Who is Krishna? What is Krishna's activities? Where does he stay? Then from Krishna comes Lord Vishnu. Who are the three kinds of Vishnu? Then who is he? Who is Lord Brahma? Who is Lord Shiva? Who are the other devatas? Who are the living entities? What is their connection to Krishna? All of this complete package was given in the form of Sri Brahma Samhita by Lord Brahma in his complete state of enlightenment. So this is what text 288 describes, that then he became Lord Brahma and manifested the entire universe. And then it goes on to say, Mahaprabhu goes on to say that in this way, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in his form of Vishnu, maintains the entire material world. And since he is beyond the material qualities, the material nature cannot touch him. So we need to understand that although Krishna manifests as Lord Vishnu, he comes into the material world. He is there present here in the material world as Garbhadakshaya Vishnu. He is there present in each and every one of us as Kshiradakshaya Vishnu. But Krishna Vishnu is a supreme transcendental personality. But he is untouched by the modes of nature. The inferior quality cannot influence the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that is again clearly explained here in text 290. That in this, the Supreme Lord in his form of Rudra, Lord Shiva, brings about the dissolution of this material creation. In other words, only by his will are there creation, maintenance and dissolution of the whole cosmic manifestation. And text 291 says, Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva are his three incarnations of the material qualities, creation, maintenance and destruction, respectively are under the charge of these three personalities. So these three are called as Guna Avatars, Brahma, Vishnu and Lord Shiva. And text 292, we complete by saying, Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, known within the universe as Hiranyagarbha, and the Antaryami, Antaryami means the super soul, is glorified in the Vedic hymns, beginning with the hymn that starts with the word Sahasrashirsha. This is the first words of Sri Purusha Shukta, Sahasrashirsha Purusha. Sahasraksha Sahasrapad. So how this Purusha Shukta is describing and who it is describing is this Hiranyagarbha. Hiranyagarbha means the one with the golden womb. And that is one of the names of Garbhadakshaya Vishnu. Now here, why is Mahaprabhu saying that Garbhadakshaya Vishnu is the Antaryami or the super soul? Is because he is the source of the super soul. That the super soul expansion of Mahavishnu comes from this Garbhadakshaya Vishnu. He is the origin. So just like Mahavishnu is the origin for Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, similarly for Kshirodakshaya Vishnu, who is the super soul, the origin is in Garbhadakshaya Vishnu. So this Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, in all essence, he is also like the super soul of the entire universe. Each and every universe has the super soul of Garbhadakshaya Vishnu in that sense. That is the reason why Mahaprabhu here is saying that he is also known as Hiranyagarbha and the Antaryami or the super soul. So we should not confuse that why is Mahaprabhu calling Garbhadakshaya Vishnu as the super soul. It's not in that a sense that we should understand this, that he is the source of the super soul. That is what it means. So I'll end here today. If there's any questions, comments, reflections, or any other realizations, we can take that now. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Hare Krishna, thank you so much Mataji for such an enlightening class. It's so difficult to understand the creation of the Lord, but you make us understand very easily. I have one question Mataji. Mataji, you told us that anyone can take the position of Brahma if he do if he follows the Varnashram Dharma for 100 continuous years. So here we see that Brahma comes from the navel of the Lord. So is it in the beginning that the Lord Brahma came from the navel, and then when the Brahmas came further, then they can come from the austerities for 100 years. So I am a little bit confused, Mataji. Can you please explain?
Well, no, there's the Lord Brahmas, that's how they're always created. They come on the, they sprout from the lotus flower. So if there is a living entity who is qualified to become Lord Brahma, then they come like that only. They come as becoming, you know, from this lotus flower. But if there is no living entity who is qualified to be Lord Brahma, then, you know, Lord Vishnu expands as Lord Brahma. So there is no subsequent Brahmas that come. No, that never happens. So each universe has one Brahma. Now, there is another pastime of that, you know, one time what happened is our Lord Brahma, you know, our planet in our universe, our Brahma has four heads, right? So our Lord Brahma one day decided that he wants to go and meet Lord Vishnu in Vaikuntha. So he went to Lord Vishnu in Vaikuntha. You know, they can't go to Vaikuntha, but they just go at the, on the shore of the Kshirodakshaya ocean. So they went there. So this Lord Brahma went there, and then when he went there, you know, he told the guard that go and tell Lord Vishnu that Brahma is here. So then the guard asked this Brahma that, oh, Brahma is here. Okay, I'll go tell him. But Lord Vishnu will ask me which Brahma is here. So then Brahma was totally confused. He said, Are Bapre, I thought I'm the only Lord Brahma. Who is these other Brahmas who are there? So then he said, this Brahma was confused. He said, What do you mean? Is there many more Brahmas? He said, Yeah, there are many other Brahmas. So which planet, which universe do you belong to? He said, Well, I'm the four-headed Brahma. So he said, there may be other Brahmas who are many smaller head than me, you know, maybe just one or two head maybe. But then this guard laughed at Lord Brahma and said, okay, come inside. And when he came inside, he was shocked because he saw that there were 100-headed Brahmas, there were 1,000-headed Brahmas, there were million-headed Brahmas, you know, and there were even one-headed Brahmas, there were two-headed Brahmas. There's so many heads of Brahmas, and our Lord Brahma was shocked. Then he said that, and all of these Brahmas were waiting for Lord Vishnu to come. So then Lord Vishnu came, and then, you know, all of these Brahmas, they offered their obeisances. Even our four-headed Brahma offered his obeisances, and he said, My dear Lord, I thought that I was the only Brahma. I am the only unique person who does the creation. And then Lord Vishnu smiled and explained to him that, My dear Brahma, you are not the only unique Brahma. There are many Brahmas, just like how there are unlimited universes. So there are unlimited Brahmas in each and every one of those universes. I said, oh, okay. Then how about the number of heads? He said, well, based on the size of the universe, sometimes the size is small, so there's only one or two heads needed. Yours is a not so small universe, so you have four heads. But there are many, many gigantic universes which need so much more intelligence to be stored in the head. So there are million-headed Brahmas also. There are 1,000-headed Brahmas also. So like this. Then Brahma was more enlightened. So we need to understand that, you know, based on the size of the universe, there are different Brahmas in each and every one of the universes. Just like how Lord Vishnu from Mahavishnu, he expands and enters into each and every one of the universe. So in each and every one of the universes, he expands as Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. He lies down on the ocean there. And then from his navel, from each and every one of those Vishnus, a lotus flower comes. And based on the size of the universe, there is either 1, 2, 4, 3,000 million-headed Brahmas that are born. And all of them could be living entities, if there are any qualified living entities, to become Lord Brahma. And if there's no qualified living entities, then Lord Vishnu himself expands and becomes Lord Brahma. Does that answer your question?
Yes, Mataji, yes. Thank you so much, Mataji. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
हरे कृष्णा जी, काला सुधा माता जी की जय हो। कोटि कोटि दंडवत प्रणाम। नाइस टू मीट यू इन साधु संगा एंड हियर दैट यू आर डूइंग सो मेनी गुरुदेव सेवा। माता जी वंडरफुल क्लास।
इट इज अ प्लेजर
मीटिंग यू। हरी बोल, धन्यवाद माता जी।
हरी बोल, धन्यवाद।
वंडरफुल एसोसिएशन।
हरे कृष्णा।
थैंक यू माता जी फॉर वंडरफुल क्लास माता जी। हरे कृष्णा।
Krishna, thank you.
Hare Krishna Mataji, very, very wonderful class. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mataji. Thank you. So there's no more questions. Go ahead and end the call.
Yes, Mataji, we can end the call here.
Thank you.
Vanchana, Sarvesha, Kripa, Sindhu, Vesha, Patita, Naam, Pahamedi, Vesha, Namunama, Anand, Koti, Vesha, Nandhi, Kishya, Srila, Prabhupada, Kishya, Hazi, Sama, Siddha, Mata, Kishya.
Yay.
Thank you so much, Mataji.
Jai, Mataji.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Krishna, thank you.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna. Very nice class.